Mind the Gap, you're in the Hot Springs Underground, a weekly podcast about local music, art, film, and more, brought to you from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield. I'm joined today by local musician Jacob Flores. Jacob, can you give me some of your background?
Man, I got my first gig, I think it was Taco Mama, for Cinco de Mayo around that May of 2013, because I just graduated Henderson State, and that was like, I remember my like first gig, and since then, just weekly, so very blessed to stay busy.
Yeah, I've seen you around town. I know you get a lot of shows. I mean, you're one of the most busy artists.
I try to be, man. I try to be, and I think that's just, you know what, it's like, in starting out as like a mariachi musician, because that's my background, my dad and, you know, grandpa, I was always around that, and they always played at, like, Mexican restaurants, so every time, even down in Arkadelphia when I was going to Henderson, I've walked into, it, but much smaller, they didn't have a budget for live music, but I started, it got me thinking, man, you know, there's like a whole Mexican restaurant scene that I could get in,
yeah.
And then from there, it started, you know, going to Oaklawn or going, you know what I mean, English-speaking, you know, American cuisine. So I think just being super eclectic, being able to do all ages, music for all different types of events, Spanish, English,
yeah,
as much as you can to definitely be diverse, you know, will keep you busy.
Yeah, versatile. So what instruments are your main? Do you do guitar mostly, or do you like piano, or do you?
So guitar is my baby, what I started on first. I played violin growing up for like a couple years, a little baby violin, but I started, I think, playing guitar at like age 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. I actually took lessons down at Ronnie's Guitar Shop, which a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then I took lessons from another local musician, Michael Stanley. I don't know if he'll remember, but I was that was when I first started, and then it was basically YouTube from there.
Yeah.
Everything's on YouTube. I tell all these aspiring guitarists and any musician, go to YouTube. It's free. That's how I learned every technique, every, you know. But yeah, guitar, and then I think I started realizing that I wanted more, I guess, fullness, like a more full sound. And so I hooked up a keyboard. I was like, man, I could put drums, I could put bass, strings, you know, add that onto my guitar, loop something. And then the loop station started getting involved. And so I started looping a lot, and that kind of, so I'm nowhere, we're near where I want to be on piano, on keys, but I've kind of had to learn how to play like drums.
Yeah.
As opposed to technical, you know, like actual correct positioning of my feet. Somebody saw me the other day that play had like years of piano, and they were like, oh my gosh, I was watching your fingers and I was cringing, but the music was great. And I was like, oh, that's good, because I've never had training, but I've had to learn just how to hunt and peck, you know, keys. So eventually I like to get, you know, much more advanced on keys, but for now it works, I guess.
Yeah. With your guitar, did you start out with like classical guitar, or did you like flamenco, or was your...
It was a classical guitar. Well, starting out as a mariachi musician or Spanish music, you hear a lot of nylon string, which is the classical guitar. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that I wanted to start, one of my favorite groups growing up, or even to this day, is the Gypsy Kings.
Oh.
And that's a lot of flamenco style, gitano, like gypsy strumming patterns, and even the picking and the finger picking. And so then I bought my first flamenco style nylon guitar, which is a little bit thinner and easier to get up the neck, so you can really pick. And so when I started playing with the loop station, that was perfect, because you could lay down a rhythm and then get up the neck and pick, you know. So yeah, nylon string is, and I actually just I've got to play out at Timberwood Amphitheater, Magic Springs this summer, and it was the first time I ever played with my electric, which I've had for 2 years and never played live, and so that's a whole nother sound that's probably coming, but definitely my go-to is that nylon string classical.
So tell me about, you know, we're at the New Year's time, so what do you have planned for 2023? Are you recording? Are you doing more shows? Like, what's your Focus.
I was getting a haircut this morning, and my barber, Christian, was saying, well, what are you, we're talking about New Year's resolutions. And I told him, man, honestly, I definitely want to stay busy, you know, but I'm to a point now where it's like very blessed to have the schedule that I have. I don't want to overdo it, which I think earlier in my career, I would, if there were 24 hours in a day, I would try to fill 23 hours with gigs. You know what I mean? And I thought I could do it, and I did. But then I think it was about 2020, and hopefully no one noticed, but like I had damage to my vocal cords, and I had to actually go see a specialist. And I remember thinking, man, I think I, it was just like a sharp pain. I remember singing, I was in Little Rock at a gig, and it just felt really strange. And from that day on, it took about a year. I don't think I'll ever fully recover. There's like scar tissue over it, but it's healed enough to where there's no pain or anything when I'm singing. But I said from that point forward, it's take much better care of your throat. I mean, I've got a whole little, you know, diva regiment, man. I've got, you know, all natural throat sprays and tea. But I said I was going to take care of my voice more and not abuse it as much. Now, every once in a while, there's, of course, Cinco de Mayo, which you've got. I play at schools in the morning time, and then I've got something at Capo's Tacos, and then I'll, you know. So every once in a while, I'll fill up a day. But honestly, now it's more about just I'm very happy where I'm at with my schedule. Don't overdo it. Mm-hmm. I don't have to do that anymore, really. And so that saves my voice. But then also it saves time to go off and record. And so that's kind of what I want to focus on is really going off just to kind of like a destination studio somewhere. I was playing at Trails on the Lake, and I just happened to meet the lady. She, I guess, owned or the condo above a studio in Memphis. Mm-hmm. And she was telling me that she went up and watered the plants, but Bruno Mars rented out for like 2 months, and he was only there for a week. So I guess when you're rich and famous, you can do that. But he recorded there, and I was like, man, that would be really cool just to say I went to that studio and recorded there, or worked with this producer, worked with these musicians. So that, I think that's a goal of mine, is just to, you know, work, make money and get to perform, but also dedicate and devote time to being creative, working on my own music and going off and writing. Yeah. The pandemic really taught me that, is whenever everything shut down and I actually had time to write and produce myself in my home, you know, for those 2 months or whatever. So I definitely want to be creative this year, dedicate time to go off and record somewhere.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
Have you recorded and released any albums before? Or?
Yeah, so this would be my third album. I think I'm going to do it a little different. Every time you release something, you hate what you did before, but you learn as you go, especially as an independent artist. You know, I think if you were signed, you have a team that kind of crosses all the T's, dots the I's before you release anything. So my first CD, I did a Kickstarter, and luckily I got it funded with support, a lot of the support from Hot Springs, and went down to Austin or Wimberley, Texas, right outside Austin, and to Blue Rock Recording Studio. And that was my first time in a studio and recorded that. I think I had 8 originals and 4 mariachi Spanish covers that I wanted to do. And then that was in 2015. Then 2020, after that time off, I wrote, man, probably 22 songs. Narrowed them down to about, I think there's 13 songs on my second CD. I went to Nashville and recorded that. And then, you know, every time you learn the process of it, it's so nerve-wracking in a studio. So you learn, you know, how to prepare for it. I remember I was reading my lyrics. I didn't even have my own songs memorized the first time around. So this next go around, which will be my third album, I'll probably do a single at a time and release it. But, you know, with that comes the, you know, distribution online and Apple Music, Spotify. So getting everything lined up correctly, because I think my biggest goal is always to present my music as professionally as possible, not leave anything out. You know what I mean? Just so if anyone sees it, they say, because presentation is, I've learned in this business, is everything. People, you know, that's why I've got the sign behind my head whenever I'm performing with my name big. It's not because of the ego. It's because I hear my mom's voice when I first started, like, Jacob, people don't know who you are. You know, we got to see your name, you know, or where we can find you. And so having a website, you know, that works, is functional, a calendar. And actually just came out with my own little bobblehead, Jacob Florida's bobblehead. So just little gimmicky things, merchandise, all goes into that. Presenting yourself well. And so hopefully I can do that on this next album.
And where can people find your music?
So, thank good question. Leads me right into my website, www.jacobfloresmusic.com. Has my calendar on it, samples of my music, the both albums, some merchandise, a virtual tip jar. It's got all the information to locate where I'm at, all the venues and times. And then I'm also on social media. Jacob Flores Music is my tag. But Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you can find me on there. And I'm usually posting. I always apologize to people. I'm like, sorry for blowing up your feed constantly. But, you know, that's how you got to get out the word. So usually if you follow one of those pages or the website, you can find where I'm at.
And is there anything you want to say before we go wrap things up?
You know what? Just that I really, really appreciate all the support that I've received over, man, it's almost, next year will be 10 years straight doing this. And to say I've been able to do that full time basically is like so cool. And I just never thought that would be possible when I first started out. And so just from all the support, from not just even Hot Springs alone, but just all over the state, and everyone that's believed in me and given me the confidence to keep pursuing my dreams and goals, I'm just forever indebted. And I hope to be able to do this for another 10 years, hopefully, and just to keep up the support. And I appreciate everyone following me. Come see me at a gig.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jacob Flores, for coming on the show. It was great having you, and we'll definitely stay in touch because I want to see more of your music and what you do.
Awesome, man. Thank you for having me.
End of the line. New episodes are released every week from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield, and I'll see you next time in the Hot Springs Underground.